Hi, everybody. This is Trish Davenport again with my podcast, Grief Together. And previously, we talked about shock and denial, which they supposedly say there's 7 stages of grief, but they're combos of stages of grief. For me, or for anyone for that matter, I would presume, there's so much variation. I mean, one day you can be in denial, the next day you can be in shock, the next day you can be depressed, the next day, you know, you can feel okay. But the ones that there's not really one that's worse than the other. They're all just kind of crap. But the ones that I want to talk about today are pain and guilt. You know, they say as a shock wears off, it's replaced with suffering and an unbelievable pain. Well, for me, that pain was a good year. I mean, and it's still going on. I still feel the pain. It's excruciating. And it's sometimes, you know, some points it's unbearable. And it's the most unbearable when I sleep at night. Because, you know, you're in that mode of resting and you want to, you know, you start thinking about things and shoulda, coulda, woulda. That's a great way to explain it. You think of, you know, what happens if he would have lived, or, you know, what could I've done differently, or, you know, all these different things go through your mind. But one thing for me that I've realized is that I allow myself to feel that pain, and I try not to cover it up with medication or alcohol. For me, that's very important, because when it first happened, people were like, here, just, you know, take a Xanax, or, you know, we partied a little bit, you know, because it was so painful. But then I realized that no matter how much I try to cover it, that pain was still there, and I was better off experiencing that pain. And as painful as it was, I have to get through it. I have to feel it, because that's part of me now. That's part of my story. That's part of my truth. Part of my truth right now is that I lost someone that I loved very much. Someone that I felt was my soulmate. Someone that I was going to get old with. And I'm sad. And that's painful, because there's no way around it. And also wound up in that pain, a lot of it was guilt. You know, there was a guilt of feeling of remorse over things that I didn't do with my husband, or, you know, things that we didn't accomplish. You know, and life really does feel chaotic and scary sometimes, you know, and they say it's just a phase, but it still feels kind of chaotic and scary sometimes. You know, I live by myself now, and I have more time to do what I've always wanted to do, and I just sit here and I think sometimes, you know, what are all the things and opportunities that I'm missing out because he's not here? So part of that grief is that experience of, you know, I could have saved him. I could have, you know, I could have changed it. And it's so painful. But then as the grief goes further along, you begin to realize that, you know, he's not coming back. He's not coming back, and I have to make a life without him. I have to make decisions without him. You know, this life is mine now. It's no one else's but mine. And basically, as part of that being my life, I need to take the opportunity to take care of myself, to nurture myself, find myself again, you know, to make sure that I allow myself to feel that grief, but also allow myself to live. And how do you allow yourself to live when you're living with pain and guilt? And that's a question that I think that a lot of people in grief, you know, question themselves with. You know, for me, I always question myself, you know, it should have been me instead of him. You know, if I would have made him do something differently, or if I would have, you know, connected the dots a little bit more, he would still be alive. And I've come to terms with, I've got to stop doing that because I can't change it. And the truth of the matter is, this is where I'm at, and what the decisions I do now and the decisions I make now are for me and for my happiness, not for anybody else. So this life is mine. And I don't think a lot of us think about that when we have spouses. Life without that spouse. Or what life, for me, I couldn't remember what life was like before I met him. And now I'm trying to find myself again. And some days the guilt, there's just so much guilt in it. And I can't explain it. You know, you have the initial shock of them dying. You have the initial, you have the denial, which I don't care what anybody says. There's always going to be that day that you think, you know what, they're going to walk through that door, or they're going to call me on the phone, you know, and you know deep down it's not going to happen, but oh my gosh, what you would give for that to happen. There's that overlining pain of, yeah, I'm better today than I was yesterday, but there, you know, there's still that empty pain feeling, that a part of me that'll never breathe the same again. And you know, what do you do with all this stuff? How do you cope with all this stuff? You can read all the books that you want. You can, you know, talk to different people, but each person has a different story, and each person is at a different place, and each person views it differently. So grief really does suck, and that's where I have to go back to and say, you know what, when I feel sad, I've got to reach out to someone, and let them know where I'm at. And normally it's someone that has some type of grief relation with me, or knows some type of grief. For me right now, in this part of transition, I look back on certain things, and a lot of my guilt is because of I was so involved in my guilt. I'm wondering if I kind of left my child out of it and didn't help her with her guilt. And as each day comes upon it, and each day, you know, gets better, I realize more and more and more that she's also grieving, and I've got to let her have her own path to grieve. But I also need to let her know that my grief is different than possibly your grief. Well, it is different than your grief. But I want you to know that I'm here for you. And that if you just want to call me and talk to me, and I won't say a word, it's fine. I don't know how better way to say about pain and anger than that, you know, we're all on different levels. It's all different variations of it. And we just got to, you know, allow ourselves to have that grief, because allow ourselves to have that pain, allow ourselves to have that anger, because people don't want to see you that way. You know, a lot of times when people tell you to get over it, to, you know, get up and going, it's not because They want to be mean to you, but because it's uncomfortable for them. So remember that when people say strange things to you, it's because they don't know what to say to you and it's uncomfortable to them. It's uncomfortable for them to be around you. It's uncomfortable for them to see you struggle because they don't know how to fix it. And there's not really any true fix. Except to be there for each other and to talk to each other about it. And talk through it and let each other know that we've all experienced it in some form. Some of us have experienced more than others. It's important to know that someone else is there that's been through some form of your pain or your anger. Because the anger and grief comes in all different kinds of stuff. I mean, it comes into, hey, hello, why didn't you take care of things while you were alive? You know, or how come you didn't leave me life insurance? Or, you know, how come you didn't take better care of yourself? Or, you know, how come you left me? You know, how could you put me in this position and leave me here? And these are all the things that we deal with. And I want everyone to know that we're all dealing with it. And we need to start reaching out. We need to start having talks about it to let each other know that you're not the only person out there. And I'll say that over and over and over again, but it's important to know. So this is the ending of my fourth podcast. Please let me know if you have any, once again, my email is trishdav013@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And I hope you all are doing well. Until our next podcast.